Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Wonk Unit. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit and Go Easy from their new album Nervous Racehorse. Cracking album it is too. What is Wonk Unit's website?
Wonkunit.com?
No, wonkunit.co.uk. I don't know the amount of times that I've asked you about Wonk Unit stuff.
They keep changing.
They keep changing it, don't they? In their defence, Tony, yeah? They keep changing it.
They do,
wonkunit.co.uk. Paulie being the internet one. Tony, nil.
Mm.
And right at the top of the show, I'm saying happy birthday to John from TTM.
Yeah.
50th birthday.
The big 5-0.
50th birthday. And the missus has stitched him up like a kipper. Did you see the photograph?
Oh, I saw something. Was that his missus, was it?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's put a big cardboard cut out of a dinosaur in the front garden and put 50 by it. Excellent work. Very, very good fun. We will probably be playing more from that Wonk Unit album in later weeks. We've already played a bit of it. Ought to leave it a little while, I suppose. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Cool. This has come from... We haven't heard from Scottish Neil in a while.
All right, yeah.
But he says, hi there, guy. And this is for Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what Scottish Neil did. He said, hi there, guys. Been a while since I contributed to the show with some crap jokes, so here's two. Just popped round to a session at my premature ejaculation help group today. Turns out it's tomorrow.
Nice.
Saw it coming, like the next one though. Some wanker just stole a pair of the wife's knickers off the washing line. She says she's not bothered about the knickers, she just wants the 22 pegs back. And they said, well, you asked for it. Cheers, Scottish Neil. Thank you very much, Scottish Neil. And I've got another joke for you here.
Okay.
This is from Glumbongo. Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo. And hello to you, Glumbongo. He said, watch it, Paul. My girlfriend's been having golf lessons, and yesterday she had just started her first actual round when she suffered a bee sting. The pain was so bad she headed back to the clubhouse from first aid. The pro saw her returning and said, "You're back early, what's wrong?" "I was stung by a bee," she said. "Where?" he asked. "Between the first and second hole," she replied. "Oh," he said, "your stance is far too wide." If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightly email Comedy Suburbs. Right, now I've got some news for you, Tone. Very all excited right. about this.
Cool.
In my hand, I've got a CD. I'm always very excited. Oh, cripes. Okay. I'm always very excited when Restless bring out a new CD. And they've got a new album out called Seconds Out. This was recorded in Finland earlier this year. And while they were in Finland, Tony,
yeah,
I got a textbook message from Rob, the drummer, saying, "Listen, we're a bit stuck on what to call the album. Have you got any ideas?" And I sent them a number of ideas back from my bed at 11 a.m. on a Sunday, one of which was Seconds Out. And that's what they've called the album. So I've named this album.
Brilliant.
I know, I'm very impressed. After doing sleeve notes on the one before last, and then now I've named this one. I feel like the fifth Beatle, Tony. I feel like the fourth Restless. Anyway, what a brilliant album. I'm not just saying that because I've named it, although it has got an excellent title. And every time they post that the album's out on Facebook, I do put underneath "great title" and nothing else, and just Rob just likes it and no one else knows why I keep posting it. But it is genuinely... Now, I don't like using the phrases "return to form" or things like that, because they would suggest that bands have gone away and not been as good. That's not necessarily the case. This album just sounds like it could have been in amongst the albums that they brought out in the very late 80s and very early 90s. So it's, if you are a Restless fan, it sounds like a lot of these tracks could easily have been on Beat My Drum, is what I'm going with, basically. And what an excellent album. Sounds really, really good. It was recorded pretty much live in the studio, but you can't tell. It's so well done. I'm obviously going to be going on about it for a while, but I'm only going to play one track off it this week, because Rob asked me what my favourite tracks were, and I told him what my favourite four or five were, and he went, "Yeah, they're exactly mine too." So I'm on the right tracks, being as the fifth Beatle in Restless. So this is going to be coming up right now. But before that, bear in mind, Tony, that they are the finest British exponents of neo-rockabilly ever, I would argue, and also have done loads and loads of albums, all of which have at least merit, and in most cases are entirely brilliant. What is Restless' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Restless.
Now, they haven't really got a Facebook page, but there is now a Restless Rockabilly Fans page. Do you want to have a go at that?
Facebook.com/Restless Rockabilly Fans?
No, it's facebook.com/groups/10448810844545/FREF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL.
They haven't set up a default URL. Not only have Restless not got a proper website or even got a proper Facebook page, but when someone set up a fans page for them, they didn't even set up a default URL. Restless, I'm disappointed. However, this song is brilliant. Paulie B and Instant 2, Tony Neil. This is "There I Was Gone."
Well, I came in through the window and I hit the floor running. I snuck up behind her, but she didn't see me coming. I did my party trick and made them disappear. 20 minutes later and the coast was clear. I was floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone. Let me tell you, I was gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. It was much too late. Yours are moving truly, don't do much to wait. The rooftop jumping like a fat out of hell, sucking up the red like Lacoste himself. Well, I was smoking like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone. Let me tell you, I was gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was smoking like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. And I was gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone. Let me tell you, I was gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone. Let me tell you, I was gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was real gone, gone, gone. Let me tell you, I was floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me. Floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me. Floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I promise everybody won't forget about me, cause I was gone.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Oh, that was Restless, and There I Was Gone. I like that noise. That's my phone updating.
Nice.
That was Restless, There I Was Gone from their album, Seconds Out. Absolutely brilliant album. Type in Restless, Restless Band, Seconds Out into the internet, and you will find out a way to buy it. I genuinely recommend it. It's a really, really good album. If you like your neo rockabilly, you will not be let down by that, and there's some really unusual cover versions on it as well, including The Future's So Bright I Gotta Wear Shades and Brown Sugar.
Alright,
we've had a go at the Stones Brown Sugar, so there you go. Tony, have you got any Facebook?
No.
Right.
No, it's very quiet. I don't know what's going on.
It's independent thought time, Tony,
isn't it? Just but first, don't forget, yeah, if you're on Facebook, there are lots of people on there, and I'm sure most of you are. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, get involved, get in touch, tell us what songs you liked, tell us what you didn't like, tell us about any problems you might be having. Yeah, just get in touch.
I think you do this, and you can't handle it, can you?
No, not massively.
So instead, why don't we find out about your day in Gloucester and going to the Brilliant Ed's Diner?
Okay. Yeah, I went to Gloucester today. Primarily a shopping day, but they've got a shopping district in the main centre. That's the Docklands, the Quayside, whatever. I think it's called Gloucester Quay, actually. Yeah.
Snappy title.
Isn't it? Lovely. Very nice mixture of old industrial with new build. Done very nicely. But the place was absolutely dead. Probably because it was a Tuesday.
Probably.
But we went shopping, and whilst I left stuff in the shop, I went roaming and found myself in Ed's Diner, which I'd not been to before. You've been.
Yeah, I love Ed's Diner.
I wasn't aware of it. The last diner I went to was the OK Diner on the A1, and previous to that was Mel's Diner in LA.
Yeah.
But this was great. Everyone, yeah. It's very authentic. Jukebox on the old table, and yeah, I had a pulled pork burger.
Oh, good choice.
Which was, I was surprised at, because it was actually a burger with pork on top rather than just pork as the burger. Yeah, not so sure about that. Well, I think I would have preferred a big chunk of pulled pork, because as you do know,
there's no pleasing some people, is
there? It's not, is there? Even though, yeah. Pulled pork smothered in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, of course it was barbecue sauce. Why would you have anything else?
I love barbecue sauce.
Some things don't change.
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's great. A classic slice of Americana within the UK, with an added British twist, which is, of course,
the alcoholic milkshake.
Alcoholic milkshakes, yeah. They do the best. Don't worry about the burgers. Just go there and have an alcoholic. Now, have several alcoholic milkshakes and then think, I better have a burger here.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely love them. Well done, Ed. That's a free advert, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if they'd like to sponsor the show,
I have no problem
with that. They could email Tony at punkyradio.com, type your email, here's some free food vouchers.
I was hoping for money, but okay.
They had me barbecue sauce.
I'm disappointed that you didn't have your eyes on the prize there. Here's an extract. This is from The Vaults, but I don't think we played it before, but the album's from The Vaults. It's a band from Denmark called The Defectors, not to be confused with other bands from around the world called The Defectors. And this is a classic slice of garage punk. This is You Better. She likes to do drugs.
tracks through the night. We spent her to calm her down, but she's already split. She's nowhere around.
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed The Defectors, and a classic bit of Danish garage punk there from their album Bruised and Satisfied, which has got a really nice line on it. It says 13 skull shakers straight from the garage. But in the bottom left-hand corner, it just says excellent music for driving.
Nice.
And that's the one that we played a lot of tracks of this, but I don't think we've ever played that one before. That came out on Bad Afro, best part of 10 years ago, I suppose. Maybe not quite that long. Absolutely brilliant. I'm sure it's still available via Bad Afro Records. Maybe you could go to the Defectors website to find out more about them. What do you think that might be, Tony?
TheDefectors.dk?
TheDefectors.com. It's a tricky one this week, isn't it? TheDefectors.com, and so Paulie Bean Internet 3, Tony Neil, they must have split up for a little while, because it said on the website, I had a look today, said on the website that they're back together, they're touring again, and expect new material. So we're hoping for a new album soon, and if that comes out on Bad Afro as well, I'm sure we'll be sent it. Anyway, that's that dealt with. Well done, The Defectors. Tony, I know I've already sort of asked you, but did you do anything last week?
Apart from my trip to Gloucester, I went to Birmingham on Thursday, because I do quite like that area of the M5 area.
You're a fan of the M5 corridor.
It's just such a great ride. One thing we said, we were going to the M5 today, and there was an army of ducks crossing the road, a duck and a ducklings, and just cars just swerving around them.
On the
M5. Yeah. Dread to think. Not seen that before, but big trucks swerving out the way.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it before. But Birmingham, I like Birmingham. I knocked it before I thought I was going down. I had a business meeting of the day, and which ended up being a damn sight shorter than I expected, since I cleared the whole day for a meeting, and I was there an hour. So I killed the rest of the day just in the ballroom shopping and go around. Oh, I quite like it. I like Birmingham. But that's the only thing of note I did.
I have many happy memories in Birmingham, to be fair. They've got one of the finest comedy clubs in the country in the shape of the Glee Club. And if you are in the Birmingham area and you like comedy, go there. I had a bit of a funny one last Saturday, Tony.
Okay.
I drove to Chester and back to do a gig, but I didn't really do the gig.
Right.
Because I was on last, and in the first break, all the audience left.
Oh.
It was a small crowd, to be fair. It was two parties. One was a group that had been at Chester Races. They've been drinking since midday and were already on cups of coffee, so their night was already over. And the other party were of interest, because they were a fake hen do. They were supposed to be a hen do, but the hen and the stag had split up, but the rest of the girls had already got the hotel booked, so they all went out anyway.
Nice.
Excellent work. And they were really good fun at the start, but then I got something in my eye, so I went to the bathroom to put some water in it, get rid of it. When I came back, someone went, "That the entire audience have just left." I went, "What?" And I think one of the groups had decided they had enough. I don't know which way around it was. Probably the ones who've been at the races thinking, "Oh, we're just knackered." And they just left, and the hens wanting a good night out. were suddenly faced with only them six or seven being there. So yeah, they left as well. So that was it. Fair enough. So I got paid. So basically, I got paid to drive to Chester and back and do a little bit of wine tasting. And I've followed that on because I'm doing a bit of wine tasting now, Tony, but or rather wine drinking.
What are you having, sir?
I'm drinking Castillero del Diablo, which is one of my favourites. And I believe it's a Chilean Cabernet Sauvignon, Tony.
Nice. And
this is 2012. I believe it's a good year. It was one of the many bottles that I bought because there was a discount on them with your Nectar card in Sainsbury's a couple of weeks ago. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Yeah. I went in there. I got this thing through saying, oh, if you take this voucher, you basically get one bottle free. If you buy four, you get one free. So I went and got five. And then when I got to the till, I realised I hadn't brought the token. So I bought them anyway, went home, got the token, went back, got another five. So I ended up buying 10 bottles of wine, which I'm still working my way through. Right, anyway, that's that. Two tracks in a row now. And I don't really know what to make of this next band we're playing, Tony. They're a band called Kinsey. They're described variously as pop music disguised with heavy guitars and a bit of punk and a bit of that. I describe them as kind of lo-fi interesting.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
What is their website?
Kinsey.com?
KinseyTheBand.com. Kinsey, K-I-N-Z-I-E. KinseyTheBand.com. Paul the Internet for Tony Neal. As I say, I'm describing this as lo-fi interesting. You describe it whatever you like. Listen out for some rock from the Sentinel Bombs after this, but right now this is Light Years.
We'll
prairie dogging.
Fucked up, got lost in the minute. Happened so fast, I just happened to forget it. Someone better tell me what I did last night. I walk in and the whole room's grinning. Why went then when the moon was spinning? My mouth gets dry as the hours fly by. Well, I'll die. Oh, my lungs are breaking, hands are shaking. Oh, my God is busy sending me dizzy. Make it fast and make it clean. Heading for the guillotine. Chop-chop, for it through it again. It is fun. Passed out, got found in the gutter. Where about me? Can't speak, just stutter on. And on it goes as the story flows. I black out and the whole world worries. Done so much that I can't say sorry. Gil is my name and I got no shame. Not a shred, yeah. Oh, my lungs are wicked, hands are shaking. Oh, my God is busy sending me dizzy. Make it fast and make it clean. Heading for the guillotine. Chop-chop, for it to it again.
You're listening to Tesoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Senton Bombs, Tony.
Ooh.
And we played a couple of tracks off them recently. I think that's the third one we've played. I've got their thingy in front of me here. I've actually... Do you know what? This has come through via Manila PR. I've actually got a bit of blurb about them. There you go. The Senton Bombs are a punk rock and roll band from Blackpool in the UK on STP Records. So there's us uniting fans and bands across the land, because that's come through via Manila PR, and we're mates with Stu on the label. How about that?
Excellent.
Greg's on the live circuit. The band have amassed numerous admirers of their high-octane live shows, explosive recordings and distinct rock sounds, and they certainly have. And this is from their album, that was from their album Chapter Zero, track called Heading for the Guillotine. What is the Senton Bombs website?
The Senton Bombs are good at UK?
No, the sentonbombs.webs.com. It's already been internet 5, Tony Neil. Now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. Yeah, another week, another gigs at the 12 Bar Club. As mentioned, please do support it. It is in trouble. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Did post a link to a thing you can petition. rather than a thing. A petition you can sign to help save it before it gets sold to some bastards doing something shady in terms of capitalism and greed and all that business.
Fucking hell, Tony, you urban warrior.
Rock on.
Class war.
Cards for the people.
Freedom for tooting.
But in the meantime, they're still doing good gigs, so Friday to Sunday. For this Friday night, Anabolic Steroids, Viva Las Vegas, Ministers Dead Dead. That's probably just Ministers Dead, isn't it?
It's Ministers Dead. I doubt he's Ministers Dead Dead.
Yeah, that's what's written down as. The Witch Doctors and Dog Rotten. It's London Calling Night.
Yeah, which comes with our season approval, and we know Ministers Dead, friends of the show.
Yep. Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Excellent.
Saturday night, Bun Dem Out, Cast Iron Jaw, Crimes, Crippler LBU, Split Knuckle and Outsider. So Ruction Records night.
That sounds like a bit of a lightweight folky do.
It will be. Yeah, take a magazine. And a pipe.
Yeah, and a pipe. Take a pipe and perhaps some carpet slippers.
Yeah, take it easy. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
That'll rock.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And finally, Sunday night, it's always a bit of a mystery. Blueprints and the Guests.
Oh, Tony.
Sunday night, it could be anything.
It could be anything. Fiver.
£3.
Oh, bargain.
Bargain.
663.
Yeah.
Across the road, the next door but one to the Number of the Beast.
Yep.
Might be able to shoot the Beast Cat with his catapult from there across the driveway.
Yes.
Should you be that way inclined.
Yeah.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. On an additional note, I might start doing the punk Nottingham Punks gigs.
I think you should,
because there's Bleach Boys are coming up.
Yeah, I think you should definitely start.
Yeah,
start so doing that.
I will get in touch with Lenny.
Give Lenny a bit of support. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do. But now we'll go and watch the Bleach Boys, and I think it's October that they're coming up. But I'll remind everyone at the time.
Excellent. You won't be disappointed.
No, I've never seen them.
Haven't you? Oh, no. You love them.
Yeah.
You love them, and they'll be excited to meet you, most likely.
Why wouldn't they?
You chuckle in doubt, my friend. Right, I'm going to brush over that. Next track, band from Finland that we have played before, but not for many years. And we actually used to play them a bit on Punk and Disorderly on Pantsfield by a Cop as well.
Okay.
Band called Two Witches. And they are technically a goth band. Strap yourself in, fat boy. But I think they're a lot more than that. They're very catchy and very rocky as well. I think you're going to like this, Tone.
Okay.
What is Two Witches? Oh, yeah. What is Two Witches' website?
Twowitches.co.uk.
Now, I've said Finland. Do I mean Finland?
Bollocks.
Yes, I mean Finland.
Yeah, you did as well.
It's actually twowitches.com.
Oh.
So, it's probably being instead of 5, Tony Nil. I'm confused now. I hope it's not Lithuania. No, I think it is Finland. Yeah. And this is Inner Circle Outsider.
Problem, that's your fault. I'll never be your whore. Even if
cake.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Two Witches in a Circle Outsider. I like that a lot. Before I ask you what you're doing this week, Tony, I just want to read out something I've just found. In amongst the PR stuff that I got from Manila PR, there was a sheet about Limousine's new single, Party on the Bus, I'm just very excited about this in general. But it's got some quotes by some noted and famous punk and rock publications and DJs. So here goes. First up, primitive to the point of retardation in a good way, classic rock. Limousine defined rock and roll, and that's that, on peeled.net. Spiritual descendants of the Cramps, Stooges and Ramones, Tom Robinson, BBC Six, and Super Fucking Magic Bastard Marvellous, Paulie Edwards, Punky Ranger. Thank you very much, Limo Dean and the gang, for including me in your publicity. Oh, I love this show. Are you doing anything this week?
No, I won't be. I'll be happy. One thing I'll be doing of note is my friend's just bought a house, literally five doors down. So probably be doing a second house, and I'll be helping him do bits. That'll be about it.
Whose friend is this?
Work colleague. Owns another IT company in Nottingham, and us MDs stick together.
Well, power to people. Yourselves a little bit of Silicon Valley in North Notts, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
North Nottingham. Get halfway up Mansfield Road, you're nearly in Silicon Valley.
That's right. See, I'm anti-capitalism only when it comes to, you know, outside of Nottingham.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, within Nottingham, you are...
Power to the people.
What was that? What was the guy called who was... It was Michael Douglas's character on... Was it
Gecko.
Gordon Gecko.
Gordon Gecko. That's me.
You're the Gordon Gecko of Mansfield Road. Fabulous. Right, anyway... I've got my gigs in Hertfordshire this weekend, and actually one in Beds just before it. So on Thursday night at the Engineer's Arms, I'll be hosting a show. We've done shows there before. Fantastic pub. The only thing that lets it down is the landlord supports Derby County. Other than that, great pub. And I've got four of the acts that were in this year's new act competition and headline act Rob Heaney. You can go to engineersarms.co.uk, find out more about that. And then I've got my usual shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Hitchin, Letchworth and Bulldog. More information, lastminutecomedy.com. They all feature Nick Revel and Luke Benson, two very good acts indeed, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So if you are in the Hearts area, or indeed the Beds area, and you fancy coming along saying hi, please do. lastminutecomedy.com. More information. That's my plan this week, Tony.
Excellent.
I imagine there'll be after parties. I imagine there'll be booze. I imagine I'll have at least one story about it all next week. What do you think?
More than likely.
Right, next track up, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, right, mixed bag of music this week. I'll just run through what we've had so far. We've had sort of melodic skate punk from Wonk Unit. Then we had fabulous neo-rockabilly from Restless. We had cracking Danish garage punk from The Defectors. Lo-fi interestingness from Kinsey. Punk rock metal from the Scent and Bombs, goth rock from Two Witches, and now this psychobilly album from the Swampies that we have played a track or two off it before, but I had a re-listen to it today. It came out late last year, I think December 2013 it came out on Drunkabilly Records, and it's a really interesting album, Tony. Do you remember Jean Bleu? We used to play a couple
of... Yeah. The French guys, obviously.
Yeah, well, this is not unlike it, and the Swampies are Belgian, so they're not that far away from France. They border it. And, to my shame, I can't remember the lead singer stroke double bass player's name, but I interviewed him a few years ago at the Psychery meeting. What a lovely man. Really, really good bloke. And this album is really, really... This isn't just psychobilly. This eschews the notions of psychobilly, Tony. Ooh. And it goes down some different roads, as this track will prove. C'est Swampies. C'est ça.
Yeah. seuil. Ça passe par tous les épaules dessous. Tout est connecté comme l'éclat de ses mains. Surtout ne pas rêver tant de le faire en regretté.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The Dustophonics, also led by a Frenchman, so we've got a pretty French-sounding stuff going on there. That was the Swampies and a track called Sa, C-A. What is the Swampies website?
Theswampies.com?
It is! Hey. It's Tony Swamp, Paulie B and Internet 6. The Swampies, T-H-E-S-W-A-M-P-Y-S, theswampies.com. That from the album Last One Before Snuffing Out. Like everything else we played this week, I recommend buying this album. If you're remotely into psychobilly, this should be in your collection. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, so that's that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, crying out that.
And I have mentioned it before.
I know.
People just don't listen. People of the world. People of the world. I need your twat.
Join hands.
We all know twats, let's face it. And I need to know about them. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. That's it. It's simple. Do email me so I can continue this lovely feature throughout the World Cup. Into Christmas.
There'll be a twat in every match in the World Cup.
That is true. This should start coming thick and fast.
Something will happen in the World Cup, not just during the England matches. There'll be refs will be twats, lines will be twats, players will be twats, managers will be twats, fans will be twats. It's in Brazil. That'll be one giant twat. They haven't even finished their stadiums yet. God knows what people will be playing on. I have a feeling that some of the games might be played in the stadium car parks because they haven't even got the roofs on them yet, have they, or anything. It's all looking a bit shambolic.
It's not looking
good, is it? Yeah, it's all looking a bit shambolic. So yes, I'm sure that you will have twats. If you do, email tony@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, twat is a twat, I've got a twat, ER Tony, twat, anything like that, just as long as you've got twat in it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do email me.
I've got some quality twat for you right now, Tony.
Have you?
Yeah, it's the objects.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Featuring Felony Melanie and of course James Ultimate Twat. I love James out of but they're great, the objects. We played them last week. We're finishing the show this week, the way we started the show last week, with a track off their new album. which I haven't got the title in front of me, but it's something like Little Miss Supernova or something, isn't it? I can't, it's not that exactly.
Yeah.
It's something like that, and my apologies to the objects for not having information to hand, but this is a great track off this album, which is a great album. Once again, you should find out more about them. So the best way to do that right now is to go via their Facebook page, which is
Facebook.com/TheObjects?
No, Facebook.com/ObjectsLV, as in Las Vegas. OBJXLV. /OBJXLV. Paulie being internet 7, Tony 1, and this is Queen Cobra. That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves. That was The Objects and Queen Cobra. I am looking forward to seeing some of you this weekend at the Last Minute Comedy Clubs. Do check out lastminutecomedy.com to find out more. I have remembered to update it for once. Tony, could you just quickly remind everyone about the internet stations that carry this show?
Yep, we are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, POD, UNKRadio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC, worldradio.com. And we're on RadioAndra.se, that's ANDRA.SE. And finally, you can always download the latest show from the front page at punkyradio.com. Do email me if you have any problems listening to the show, tony@punkyradio.com. As I'm tinkering, as I'm always doing. So do email me if you get any issues. Thank you.
As you're tinkering?
I'm always tinkering. I'm always trying to improve.
Always tinkering.
Always.
A very happy birthday to John from Total Talk Nonsense. If you have a spare 3 days to kill, maybe you can listen to one of their podcasts. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. Apoog.